Well, happy to say that retired Major General Michael A. Stone has returned back home, joining Warner, Norcross, and Judd after an active duty deployment of nearly a year commanding Task Force 46 in the fight against COVID-19. Welcome home, General. Always nice to have you on board with us.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
Tell me what this last year has been like for you in your fight against COVID-19.
Well, it's pretty interesting. First of all, I want to say that Task Force 46 is still on mission, still deployed. It is made up of soldiers entirely for the Michigan National Guard, although we've recruited from around the country. It was crazy, and it still is crazy. It's very rewarding. So the mission for the unit is they work for U.S. Army North as a headquarters to help get providers in place. Most recently, last week, you might have seen the news about in Los Angeles having Department of Defense personnel standing up a Department of Defense Inoculation Center. That was Task Force 46 organizing that and commanding that for U.S. Army North. But we went into, and really our best value to America was going around the country in support of FEMA and at a request of a state where they needed help, and we would take Department of Defense providers, doctors, nurses, PAs, and integrate them into civilian hospitals. We did a number of alternative care facilities. In fact, the TCF Center in Detroit was run, operated by civilians, but our task force did provide some federal support to those civilians in the Michigan National Guard. So it's kind of ironic being federalized from the Michigan Guard and then supporting it in a federal status. But they go all over the country, wherever the need is, and whenever there's a FEMA request approved, whatever the Department of Defense is needed, all service branches, they're there as a task force. So it was pretty interesting, very informative, working with hospital leadership, going into trying to save lives, basically, is what we were doing, and give a break and relief to those doctors and nurses on the front line.
I think I know the answer to this because you're a military man, so I'll still ask it. Did you ever feel overwhelmed in the fight against COVID-19 on the front line with Task Force 46?
I can tell you that I didn't feel overwhelmed. I felt fully engaged. I felt like this was a culmination of my career. I served in two combat tours, and this is so personal because it's the homeland, and it's people at home that you're saving American lives on the front line. It's so different in combat where you get that adrenaline rush, but honestly, a lot of those people are working around the clock, trying to get resources where they need to be. So overwhelmed, stressed a little bit, but just everything with a purpose, and everybody is doing an amazing job.
I wouldn't have expected any military man worth his salt to say anything overwhelmed him, just so you know. I knew the answer going into that, but I felt I had to ask it. Hey, what I need to say, too, is congratulations to you, General, with all of the honors you received for your leadership of Task Force 46, including being named an honorary Texan by the Texas Governor Greg Abbott. You've been hurting for your fellow Texans, I'm sure, the last week or so.
Well, I can tell you Texas was high adventure. We ended up supporting three missions there while I was in command. The task force is back there for a fourth mission. Really at the peak of COVID, I can tell you down in the Rio Grande Valley, the need was very, very acute. I think at our peak, we had 700 providers in 13 hospitals down in Texas. And we worked closely with the governor's team, and they had a full activation of their leadership in the Texas National Guard and needed help. So very proud to do that. But very asymmetric support, stuff you don't learn in a manual.
Yeah, sure. Hey, executive partner at Warner, Norcross and Judd Southfield office, Linda Paulin Hebden, very excited to welcome you back to Warner after your significant contributions on the COVID front lines. And so tell me a little bit, just briefly, about resuming your position as the co-chair of Warner's Aerospace and Defense and Government Services Industry Group.
Absolutely. About a year and a half ago, 20 months ago, I was leaving full-time military service, not expecting to go back on active duty. And the firm approached me, and I was recruited to come there. And we, of course, at Warner, Norcross, and Judd have a very strong automotive practice. But as we've talked about before, there is a strong, and MEDC talks about this frequently in the Protect and Grow strategy, there's so much automotive that does defense work. And we at Warner were already servicing a number of automotive clients that did defense work. So they recruited me to come there. I can tell you, I talked to other large firms. and I was sold on Warner because of their culture, their business plan. We just kind of got things started when I left, but they've been rolling since I've been left. I'm very excited that amount of business is picking up. I know everybody's nervous about COVID. There's a lot of changes in the Department of Defense and government. We're servicing a number of clients, and I'm very excited to say that we're ready. We're moving to Detroit in 5 weeks, so we're coming down and going to have an office right on Woodward, right near downtown by the hockey stadium, and we're very excited about the move to Detroit. You know, I spent a lot of years in Detroit in my early career working for law firms and living in Detroit, and we're very excited, you know, to be right in the heart of everything.
Welcome back home.
Yes,
nice
sir.
To talk with you again. It'll be nice to have you in town at Warner. That's retired Major General Michael A. Stone returning to Warner after being on the front lines fighting COVID-19. We'll look forward to speaking with you again, General. Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir. Have a great day.